I think the races that everybody will be watching are the six referendums in the municipal towns and cities on forming municipal school districts. The races for General Sessions Court Clerk and for Property Assessor are particularly interesting, and it's linked to the municipal schools referendums because Democrats fear and Republicans hope that the big turnout for the municipal schools questions will translate into support for the Republican challengers of those two Democratic incumbents. Those are the only two countywide offices that Democrats hold. They lost all of the other countywide offices 2 years ago when Republicans swept the rest of the countywide offices. The third area is we have two Democratic primaries for the State House and one Democratic primary for the State Senate, in which you have a Democratic incumbent running against another Democratic incumbent because of redistricting, which we went through in the Tennessee legislature this year. Those races are going to be very interesting, and they will probably be the closest races of the evening. They're also the races that have potentially been the most affected by the early voting problems.
So what are those two races?
Those races are in District 93, where you have Mike Cornell and G.A. Hardaway running in the Democratic primary, both incumbents. The other Democratic primary is a State House district where you have John DeBerry and Jeannie Richardson, who are the Democratic incumbents, and you have a third candidate, Ian Randolph, who's running in that particular race. The third Democrat on Democrat primary is for the State Senate seat, where you have the two Democratic incumbents, Jim Kyle and Beverly Marrero, running.
Exciting, exciting races. They're also impacted, you mentioned, by mistakes that the Shelby County Election Commission made. What were those?
The mistakes that were involved were voters going in to vote early and looking at their ballot, and it had all of the right races that are countywide or statewide, but it did not have the right legislative district. The Election Commission has conceded that those mistakes happened during early voting. They've also conceded that they happened in numbers that suggest that several thousand early votes may be affected. In these primary races, if these races are close, you could be talking about a margin of 100 or so votes, less than 100 votes. The difference in the outcome could easily be those ballots that were mistakenly cast in another district.
What happens after the election if, you know, so many votes were cast in error?
What would probably happen is the loser in one of those close races would go to the Democratic Party primary board and would say, I think that there were errors and there were enough errors to change the outcome of the election. We need to have either a new election or we need to have a convention of party regulars from my district to essentially do over this selection process. Or there could be a lawsuit in Chancery Court.
Okay, well, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.